Griffin's a Griffin by Blackwing. Chapter 4. I'm a badass? We spent maybe a week in the area, doing some hunting and foraging just to give me enough time to learn how to fly properly. Flying was awesome. Hard, but awesome. Other than my wings getting tired from constantly hoisting up my now 600-pound body, there were thermals, updrafts, air pockets, headwind, tailwind, and all sorts of other things to worry about. Those would come with practice, but for the meantime, I was off the ground at least. I used to be afraid of heights, mostly because I didn't trust people not to push me off. When I was a kid, still learning how to swim, I was standing on a diving board and got pushed off when the instructor wasn't looking. I almost drowned. Instead of becoming afraid of water, I became afraid of heights. Go figure. Anyway, since I could fly now, that wasn't a problem anymore. I'm not Fluttershy, and since my vision is about 500 times better than before, if I wanted, the ground would look really close. It did give me a sense of disorientation, but I got used to it. We decided to go back to the Badlands, to the spot I appeared at. We met there, so it was as good a place as any to get started on the journey, wherever we decided to go. So, tell me more about the Regents. I knew a bit about Equestria from the show, but nothing about the rest of it.
Well, there's Equestria, which is right in the middle. It's filled with a bunch of lame ponies. Princess Celestia and Princess Luna live in the capital, built on the mountain in the center. Celestia raises the sun, Luna raises the moon, and that's what gives us our day-night cycle.
She stated. That much I knew already.
Then we have the Griffin Dominion. We live in the cave systems built in the mountains, since there's a bit to worry about wild beasts. Nothing's worse than waking up to find yourself eaten by a manticore. They don't like fire, though. We're pretty low-tech compared to the other areas. Normally, we don't even have fire, no education. We're kind of lacking in survival skills other than hunt, kill, eat, run away. Which is why I was surprised to see what you did with the flint. Sucks having to eat food raw.
She explained. Really? They didn't even have fire most of the time. What the hell kind of dump is that? Jeez. I could advance that country to the frickin' industrial age in under a year. Then again, that would throw off the balance of power, and if griffins are anything like I think they are, that'd start a war.
We have to trade what little we have with the diamond dogs to the west. We have some dig out the mountains for us to live in, but they get to keep all the dams. Otherwise, we don't have homes. It's a pretty raw deal, but we don't really have a choice.
Gilda seemed sad. No wonder griffins are grumpy. They live in a third world country.
So, you have to hunt for food, which is scarce. And there aren't many plants, since you live in mountain areas. You have to trade all your valuables to the diamond dogs just to have places to live. And you don't even have fire? What the hell? I may not have my memory, but I know damn well that's wrong. Wherever I'm from, whatever I did not live like that. Yeah, well, what can we do about it? Lots of us are in Gemfido, trapped underground, working as slaves for the dogs. No skies to fly in, just dank, musty air for the rest of their lives, pulling heavy carts.
Gilda was almost crying, but she put on a brave face. There's something she's hiding.
So wait, you trade with them, but they also take you as slaves?
It didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, sometimes griffins travel there to sell what they have. When you do, you have to bring all their own food and drink, or else the dogs will drag it, and you'll wake up in chains. Avoid back alleys. They like to string nets and drop them on you.
She was really upset.
Seems like you know a lot about it, I said sympathetically.
It's nothing you need to worry about.
She got defensive, so I just dropped the topic.
So, what are the other areas?
Well, there's a feline jungle. It's got all sorts of weird things there. It's where the Daring Do book series takes place. Oh, I forget. You didn't know about that. Then there's the volcanic wastes. They are exactly like they sound. Nothing can live there for long since the air is pretty toxic high up. And half the ground is lava. It's a haven for criminals and other who would rather not be found, like runaway slaves.
She tensed up at the word slave. Wow, I'm an idiot. Either she or a family member is or was a slave for the dogs. Makes sense that they try that. I mean, I've seen them kidnap Rarity and try to enslave the rest when they went to rescue her.
Then there's Black Marsh. It's a fetid swamp filled with hydras, toxic gas, and all sorts of other nasty things. No civilization there. Finally, the Ring Sea. It's named that because it's like a ring on a finger. Equestria is the jewel on that ring. It's a bloody utopia. The princesses take care of their little ponies and leave the rest of the world to its fate. They have overwhelming power, but they do nothing to help the other races.
What she described was actually similar to Earth. Nations with natural wealth, beauty, resources, all living in happiness, while the rest of the world starved and suffered from disease. Unfortunately, that was because the leaders of the suffering countries kept wasting the help they were getting.
So, the princesses rule Equestria, who rules the Dominion, the Dragonlance, the Demphido?
I asked.
Nobody. Dragons are solitary and often fight among themselves over land. The land got scorched and pretty soon all the plants and animals died, so now they come hunting in Demphido for gems to eat. And the Dominion for griffins. The dogs live in packs, each ruled by an alpha. They sometimes have skirmishes over land too, but they mostly get along with each other. They tend to pay off dragons with gems to avoid being eaten themselves, and in return dragons will sometimes level mountains for them, or tear up huge chunks of earth so they can keep digging. Since the dogs eat gems too, they oftentimes will fight dragons off. They learn to make weapons capable of hurting dragons and have the range to hit them when they fly. We don't stand a chance against their hunting parties, and they often come here to capture slaves. Yet another reason we live in the mountains, out of reach. We need to fly them up there so they can work. Jeez. Life freaking sucks for the griffins. It's as bad as Africa, and has probably an equivalent amount of precious stones. In case you don't know, a lot of diamonds come from Africa. As for us griffins, we used to have a government about 900 years ago. When Nightmare Moon popped up, wanting to take over the world, she promised us freedom from our plight and prosperity if we helped her. We agreed. Who wouldn't under the circumstances? Then she got sent to the moon and Celestia took our government apart for siding with her. We lost all semblance of organization and wound up worse off than before. Now, there's actually only about 7,000 of us left, all living separately. We're still called the Dominion, because we hope that one day we'll be able to rise up, fulfilling the dream of our ancestors of living happy lives, even though it will never happen.
Gilda had it rough. All griffins did. Maybe that's why she had a bad attitude. Yet, she was still full of pride. A bunch of people living all on their own isn't a country. They have no government. Nobody to look up to. They were an abandoned people.
Why not just move to Equestria?
I asked a stupid question.
Well, for starters, they don't take kindly to meat eaters there, even if we're omnivores. Lots of the things we eat here have rights there. Doesn't work well if you try to eat a cow and the police shows up. Especially since they're the only ones that have magic. Over here, cows, deer, donkeys, they're not sentient, they're just animals. It's different in Equestria. That land has magic running through it. All the Equestrian living on it became smart, and got wings or horns, or whatever nature thing the earth ponies have. The animals living outside of it are mundane. They wouldn't take kindly to a bunch of us showing up all of a sudden, still stuck in our ways, needing to feed us. We'd be a burden to the society, and just another headache to the royalty. We've still got our pride. We won't let ourselves simply become someone else's problem.
Gilda said that last part with a fire in her heart. She had explained quite a bit. So basically Equestria was a kind of Garden of Eden. And while anyone could live there, you had to live by their rules. Which basically meant giving up everything. Your lifestyle, your heritage, and any family members who didn't come with you.
Mel, we're here. This is where I found you.
She pointed to a spot on the ground. We flew down to take a closer look. Checking around the area, I found nothing of importance. Looking around the rest of the landscape, I saw nothing. Just dead trees and scorched earth.
Well, as much as I love the scenery, there's nothing of interest here. We might as well head back. After we eat, of course. If we're lucky, we'll be back after nightfall and we can find some animal asleep somewhere. I told Gilda.
Heh, maybe you're not such an idiot after all.
She laughed as she started to eat.
By the way, since calling me Griffin is too awkward, just call me Griff or Dumbass, whichever works for you.
She laughed and almost choked. When I looked behind her, I almost choked and I hadn't even eaten anything. I saw a massive black silhouette. A shadow of a dragon.
Shit! Gilda, we're leaving now!
I yelled. Gilda looked up at the sky and froze in fear. I had to buck her to get her to snap out of it. Soft paw pads are much less painful than claws or hoofs. We took off into the sky. The shadow was chasing us. And it was gaining.
Damn it! It's going to catch us into the clouds!
She yelled. I followed her, and so did the dragon. Once we were above the clouds, a stream of fire came pouring through them. This was not a friendly dragon like Spike, nor a tired dragon like in Dragonshy. This was a hungry dragon, and he was all out of gems.
We can't keep avoiding him like this! Drop to the ground! He'll have a harder time maneuvering down there!
I yelled. Gilda nodded in agreement. We both flew close to the surface with the dragon right behind us. This dragon was black, with red skin on its wings. We kept avoiding the bursts of flames that it sent our way until one finally caught Gilda. She had first-degree burns, nothing too serious, given time to recover. Unfortunately, Smokey wasn't going to give her that time. She fell to the ground, shrieking in pain and couldn't move. She watched as the dragon came closer. He ignored me, having caught his meal. He was going to kill the first friend I had in years, even if she was a bit bitchy. As a repressed person who bottles up rage and saves it for later, this put me over the breaking point.
Okay, boss battle time. Gilda can't move, and I'm not strong enough to fly her to escape this guy, even without carrying her. Even if I abandon her, it'll just come after me next. And besides, letting him kill my only friend in this world is gonna ruin my social life. I don't want to be alone anymore. I'm gonna have to kill it. It's 100 times my size, breathes fire, and has armored scales that are fireproof and can deflect blows. The scales are also sharp, and rubbing against them the wrong way would be like a cheese grater. Wait, sharpened scales. I remember in episode 2 that the scales can be plucked easily, and they're not sharp if you hold onto the base. Best way to kill something with the teeth and bones of its own. But how? I can't go for the neck because it's armored as well, and moves around too much. Underbelly? No, still too thick. Wings aren't a kill shot. That only leaves...
inside the dragon. I'll have to fly down its throat. But he'll roast me.
Aha! Scales deflect flame. Okay, got the plan. Now I hope I can pull it off. And if I do, I'm a freaking lunatic. What do I have to lose? If I fail, I die anyway. And being eaten alive is probably less painful than burning.
It took me all of 6 seconds to think all that. I flew up and, using my claws, yanked a scale off of him. He howled in pain. I guess it's like having a hair pulled. As I pulled the scale out using my claws, it sliced my palms, causing them to bleed, eliciting a shriek from me. It hurt worse than a paper cut in between the fingers, but I had completed step one. The adrenaline and anger kept me from responding to the pain too badly. The dragon noticed me, having painfully removed one of its scales and forgot about Gilda for the moment. It decided it'd kill me first, since she wasn't going anywhere. It breathed fire at me, which I blocked with the scale, using it as a shield.
This also caused my claws to become slightly charred. It fucking hurt. Hands are super sensitive, and despite the fact that they were claws or talons or whatever, didn't lessen it at all. I have to swing something heavy with hands that are burned and sliced. How do I get myself into these situations?
When the flame had cleared, I flew straight at the dragon. Gilda screamed something along the lines of,
"Run, you moron! You can't fight a dragon!"
To which I responded,
"Watch me!"
Did I mention I have somewhat random tendencies that defy all logic? Like when I jumped down a mountain, unsure of whether I could fly, all the while being afraid of heights? Sometimes I just don't think normally. This was one of those times. I could see tears in Gilda's eyes as I flew into the dragon's mouth, which he snapped shut. The cocky bastard was going to swallow me whole. As I moved down its throat, still holding the scale, I jabbed it into its neck, driving it through the esophagus and fully into the windpipe. Blood spurted everywhere, soaking me. The scale had blocked off the dragon's airflow. He took a deep breath, which brought the scale loose, sending it into its lungs. The sharp edges would carve up all the delicate tissues inside. This clearly wasn't the most intelligent dragon. Also, lucky for me, being in the esophagus, when the dragon exhaled, the fire didn't get me. It began thrashing around uncontrollably. I was still being sprayed with blood, which I found actually tasted kind of sour. I guess dragons have a different taste to them. It stopped thrashing and fell over. Dead. After determining which way it was out, I crawled out of the dead dragon's mouth, covered in blood, and I couldn't have been happier. I'm a dragon slayer. I half expected it to catch fire and me absorb its soul. I've been playing too much Skyrim. Gilda was looking at me strangely. I flew on top of the dragon, standing on its body, and let out the ultimate sound of victory. I had always wanted to do that. While I may not be Dio Brando, you have to admit, it was pretty badass. Gilda looked like her brain had melted. I walked over to her. She had seemingly forgotten her pain.
"What's the matter? Never seen someone kill a dragon?"
I acted like it was a common occurrence.
What the fuck did I just do? Nope. That didn't just happen. Nope, 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 nope. You're magnificent. Stupid. Beautiful. Dumbass!
She was throwing compliments with her insults. Shut up and kiss me.
I thought you were dead. What the hell were you thinking?
She screamed.
What was I thinking?
I guess I saw you get hurt. I just went a little crazy.
I said casually, licking the sour blood off myself.
Why does dragon blood taste like lemon juice?
I asked, to no one in particular. I tend to appear calm and ask stupid questions when I'm scared out of my mind. Helps overcome some mind-numbing stupidity and prevent deer in headlight syndrome. That and acting sarcastically. Oh, wait, I do that all the time.
Can you move?
Another stupid question. She clearly couldn't.
Yeah, I think I can.
She said, trying to put weight on her burned back limbs.
No, you can't. Let me help you.
I said I'm fine.
She yelled.
Well, I suppose I can just leave you here then.
Of course I never would. I'm an asshole, not heartless.
Okay, fine. But you never, ever tell anyone about this.
I picked her up and slowly flew her to the place she had carried me to, up the mountain. I went down to the small forest where we killed the deer in, found some aloe plants, crushed them up, and made a salve. I'm no Zakura, but this would definitely help with the burns. It stung her a little as I applied it, but she felt better afterwards.
I'm sorry.
What?
She said confused.
If I hadn't brought you out there, this wouldn't have happened.
Shut up! I went there all on my own. I didn't have to go there. I could have said no.
Yep, I guess it really is all your fault then. Enjoy being off your feet for the next 3 days while that heals. I'm gonna go get us some dinner.